A 3-metre-deep skirt, made of sturdy polyester, dangles beneath the boom to prevent litter from escaping under it. Buoyant plastic tends to float within a metre of the water's surface. The device is even simpler than Mr. Slatt's original idea, having dispensed with the anchor. Instead, it relies on the observation that the boom, which is driven by the current as well as by waves and wind, always moves faster relative to the plastic, which is propelled by the current alone. It therefore scoops the litter up as it drifts. A straight boom will first be towed 250 nautical miles off the coast of California for a fortnight of tests, before embarking on a 3-week voyage to its final destination. There it will be turned into a U-shape, with its ends fastened in place using metal lines, and set adrift. Satellite tracking and other electronics will allow its progress to be monitored remotely. Light beacons will alert the 24 ships which cross the gyre each week to its presence. Sometime next year, another vessel will be dispatched to fish out the collected rubbish which the charity hopes to sell to recyclers. If System 001 succeeds, Mr. Slatt wants to deploy another 60 booms, measuring 1 kilometre or more. Corporate sponsors would foot the bill of €5 million apiece for construction and 3 years' operation, Mr. Slatt hopes. He already enjoys the backing of deep-pocketed endowments and of tycoons like Mark Benioff, founder of Salesforce, and Peter Thiel, a noted investor. The system can do little about plastic that has fragmented into microscopic particles, but these make up just 8% of plastic in the gyre. Mr. Le Breton reckons that a fleet of booms could, by 2040, sweep up virtually all the non-tiny detritus, but only if plastic leakage into the sea is stanched. If it continues unabated, the incoming debris would outweigh the fleet's capacity to skim it within a few years. The ocean's plastic problem cannot really be solved without better waste management on land.